as we bring in assistant coach Chris Buchanan. Chris, you know, coming off that Oregon State win, coming out, you wanted to see some focus, some intensity. I think you saw it in the defensive end in the first half. That was probably the biggest indicator that the guys were locked in.
Oh, 100%. Just kind of retouch what you just talked about. Hey, you know, come off a great win for our program over a good Oregon State team. And, you know, you have a lot of letdowns. I mean, that game could have went a lot worse than it did. You could be sitting there down 7, 8, 9, 10 points at half in favor of the other team. But, you know, I think we did good. I think we really battled. I think Mike Ken had a great night. I mean, he's just been a warrior for us all year, both ends of the floor, and more importantly, you know, a great voice for kind of all these new guys coming in, everything like that. He's been around the block. This isn't his first rodeo, and I think him and Ahmed Ali have been really, really solid for us. Obviously, not even in the box score, but other ways as well.
Yeah, tons of other areas. It's got to feel good though to see Mikey Hinn have one of those nights where he can put it on the scoreboard with 21, but Ahmed Ali, 22, third straight game with 20-plus points, the West Coast Conference Player of the Year. Has he even surpassed maybe what you guys thought he could bring when he came in from Washington State and Hawaii?
Yeah, no, sky's the limit for Ahmed. I mean, he's a better kid off the court. Really, honestly, great, great guy. I mean, he's got a smile from ear to ear every time he's in the gym, regardless of his situation. I think our guys really gravitate towards him. I mean, obviously, I think his game speaks for itself, but he's got a good voice. He's along the lines of Mikey. He's been around. He's kind of seen everything. And yeah, he's been great for us. Let's just hope he can keep it up. So,
chatting here with assistant coach Chris Buchanan. Couple more games in the non-conference. I know they're working on adding maybe one more that's not currently on the schedule. We'll wait on that announcement. Mm-hmm. But what does this team need to continue to develop? I know Coach Porter would like to see a little bit more production and consistency off the bench before you get to conference play. What's going to be the focus here in the next 2 weeks?
Just keep growing. I mean, honestly, I think it's just I tell our guys almost every single day, you just got to keep growing. And I think defensively we're good. I mean, I think that team, and granted, that's a very, very good NAIA team. I think they won, though. I think they were 31-3 last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
But we still got out-rebounded by 10. I think it was 10-plus off the top of my head. So, you know, I think that's a huge thing when you face teams along lines with the Santa Clara's, the BYU. I mean,
yeah, 20 offensive rebounds for them. So mm-hmm. I know, Terry, you guys will be addressing that in practice. But it was good to see Hunter Seymour get his best run of the season so far. What's his ceiling like? Where do we want to see him get to for consistent minutes like the minutes we saw tonight?
I mean, I think he's pound for pound. I mean, probably could be our best physical rebounder. I mean, he likes contact. He seeks contact. I mean, he's not afraid to get hit. And more importantly, that I like to say, he's not afraid to hit someone first. So, no, he's good. He's really solid. I mean, I think if he just continues that and just kind of really makes his presence felt on both ends of the glass. I mean, obviously, he had a couple good, real nice putbacks. Remember one down specifically on our side that I saw. I mean, one of the green just grabbed it and dropped it right in. I mean, hey, 6'8". Probably 220, very active, good body. I mean, I think as long as he can rebound, really kind of make that his niche, say, you know, I'm going to come in for whatever minutes I possibly can get, hit, board, find the guard, go down, dump, dunk. He's athletic enough to do that as well now. And I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be a very vital piece for us in all our games.
Fortunately, the schedule's kind of spacing out here for you, so the guys will be allowed to enjoy whatever you can enjoy for Christmas holiday. I know things aren't what they seem to be.
Yes.
What's but school's out. It's so still weird with the COVID situation and lockdowns and quarantines. Mentally, what do you need to keep the guys locked in on basketball without them going stir crazy here so they seem still fresh when the games come about?
Sure, no, it's a good question. I mean, just like you touched on earlier, they're done with school, so that's great. You know, not up the, you know, a couple of our guys have been up burning both ends of the candle working on finals and papers and everything along those lines. But to your question, to kind of be locked in, just kind of make sure. I mean, like two of our guys are doing right now. You just kind of stay in love with the process. Just get in here, get shots up. with the gym accessibility, that's huge. They can come in, get some shots up, and just kind of get the – I think they'll be more gravitated toward basketball now that, they're not having to worry about that English paper due at 5 o'clock. So I think that's huge for them. I think they'll continue. This is a really hungry group. I think this is a group that just loves being around the game, loves coaching and everything along those lines. So.
Yep, they've been entertaining to see so far, and pretty impressed with how they've come together as a unit. Terry and you guys have done a really good job piecing this together so that they can kind of be as cohesive as you could expect with all the newcomers here. Chris Buchanan, assistant coach, thanks so much for stopping by, and we'll await to find out when the next game is. We think we might have something to announce as soon as tomorrow.
Sounds good. Sounds good. No, Jason, always appreciate it, and I'll we'll see you soon.
There you go. Assistant coach Chris Buchanan, kind enough to stop by.